Hurricane Fiona beating down on Puerto Rico after making landfall earlier this afternoon. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The reports of flying trees, debris, and rooftops. Fox's Will Nunley is there.
We're here on the south side of Puerto Rico, where we have seen the center of circulation, the eye, if you will, pass right through us. For the past 5 hours, we have had an incredible sustained wind gust well over 100 miles per hour, and it has plunged all of this island into darkness with the electric grid failing.
Some areas are expecting 2 feet of rain, an emergency declaration already in place allowing FEMA to mobilize resources. Gas prices may be falling, but historic inflation is pushing up the cost of most other consumer products. White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein was on Fox News Sunday.
Yes, prices remain uncomfortably high. That's why it's the top priority. That's why we're doing everything we can, whether it's a release of oil from the strategic reserves that the president oversaw to help on gas, whether it's our work in the ports, whether it's ocean shipping costs, a bill the president signed to help bring those costs down 60%. We've got a lot more work to do.
The White House recently taking a victory lap celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act meant to tackle clean energy, health care, and taxes. The consumer price index higher than expected in August, despite it being the second consecutive month with slowing inflation. Abortion is one of the hot topics for the November midterm elections. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham defending his proposed bill on Fox News Sunday.
I don't apologize for being pro-life. I think the pro-life movement has found a position that most Americans will agree upon. There'll be plenty of pro-choice people who will say at 15 weeks, we should ban a late-term abortions, exceptions for rape, incest, life of the mother. The people are with me.
Graham says about 70% of Americans agree with him. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Grim discoveries in liberated cities reclaimed by Ukraine from Russian forces, including hundreds of graves, signs of torture, and total destruction.
We have a case on genocide in the office of the prosecutor general, and we are in all the time in communication with International Criminal Court and Prosecutor Khan, because the International Criminal Court has also the authority to look at the genocide case.
Andrei Kostin, the prosecutor general of Ukraine, on CBS's Face the Nation. Also in Ukraine, a Vatican envoy comes under fire.
The incident took place near the city of Zaporizhia on Saturday. Vatican almoner Cardinal Konrad Radziuski and his entourage took cover as they distributed humanitarian supplies. The Polish-born cardinal told the Vatican News Service, quote, "For the first time in my life, I didn't know where to run because it is not enough to run. You have to know where to go." No one was hurt. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine overnight. Officials say four medics were killed trying to evacuate a hospital in the Kharkiv region, another seven people injured in two other cities. Samantha Liebman, Fox News.
A private Orthodox Jewish university in the Northeast suspends all student club activities. Fox's Paul Stevens explains why.
New York City's Yeshiva University suspending all club activity in the wake of a U.S. Supreme Court decision ordering the school to recognize, for now, an LGBTQ student group. A university emailed to students saying last week that the school will take steps to, quote, follow the roadmap provided by the U.S. Supreme Court to protect YU's religious freedom. A 5-4 vote last week lifting a temporary hold on a court order requiring Yeshiva to recognize the group, even as a legal fight continues in New York courts. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh siding with the court's three liberal justices.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.